You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And welcome back. Final hour of our program is live, and we appreciate you being here. A lot of guests, a few more before we wrap it up. And let's check in with Peter in Birmingham. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason why I called in is I just think it's important, and it's going to be critical of your show and critical of some of the talk shows I've listened to lately. So when callers call in, and that's obvious they don't have all their facts straight and have everything in, that's understandable. But if they say things that are, you know, factually incorrect, I kind of think it's the duty of the show to kind of put the correct details out there. People were calling in about Ja Morant. I just think it's important that, you know, you got a team over there. They can help you out. They can give you the details. You can maybe give everybody the details that are out there that are deemed factual or at least known. And I think a lot of misinformation gets put out there by callers, and people don't really really know what they're talking about. And therefore, people that are at home that really not tuned into the story, they get some false information and they kind of run with it. And narratives get spread, and, you know, ultimately that affects people's lives, and it affects the way people are viewed. And a lot of people out there are, you know, putting out some false information about Brandon Miller, not knowing exactly the details. And there's depositions out there, and from a case, people can read those, and there's known facts, and people get them wrong, and they think they know a situation based off what they hear from a show. So I just, what do you think about that? Is there a duty
Peter, from the show? I agree with you in principle. I try to stay out of the way unless I hear something that is blatantly wrong. And if it's not critical, if somebody says Alabama beat Tennessee 35-14 in 87 and it was 86, I'm not going to correct the person. But if they say something about a matter like we're talking about, I will try to correct them. You're, I mean, one thing that we try not to interfere with here are opinions. I mean, we are not this is not a network that has agendas like others have been proven to have. We simply try to let, like this caller that was upset about Spencer Hall the other night. I mean, I cringed when he said what he did about the police, but he was using it in context of the Athens situation, where there were questions about the police and sharing information and what did they know, but. But I think your basic point is correct. I think we should not allow anything that is, again, we're having to make a judgment, of course, but that is completely false and derogatory.
For sure, for sure.
And defamatory,
by the way. I
personally
would love to hear, and sometimes it may be a strategy, and it's crossed my mind, like, sometimes it may behoove you not to know the details, right? And so a caller may call in, and if you don't know the details of the story, then it may actually benefit you.
Well, Peter, in all candor, in the case of Ja Morant, yeah, I have heard of it. I'm not in a silo, but I haven't really been glued to that case like I have. The Carter case or the Miller case or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, it would be hard for me to say I haven't heard about it. It's on TV 24 hours a day.
Right. Well, I would love to hear exactly, you know, what happened, if there's anybody that could help us out with that, and maybe clear up some situation and maybe how it's different from what Brandon Miller did in his situation. But, you know, from my understanding, and I won't pretend to know, basing it off what I've heard, it's a very different situation in regards to the weapon, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but Peter, I do have to say this, and I agree with you. I mean, based on, and I've spoken to people as close to that situation as you can possibly speak to. Now, everyone that would speak to me, think about this for a second, has an angle. I mean, I'm not completely naive. And very often when people that host shows or cover teams have major figures talk to them, there's a reason why. They're trying to get their side of the story out. So I go into that understanding that. I've been a reporter a long time. I don't know all the facts of the case. I think I know enough that I'm moderately comfortable with where Alabama is on this, unlike many others in the industry.
Right. And I would love, personally, I would love to hear if there's somebody on your team that could maybe help you lay out the facts of what happened with John Moran. That way, the narrative's been set that we have some basis to go upon, and maybe the listener could hear and say, okay.
And right now, Peter, the problem with the John Moran story is that, you know, I'm not blaming anyone, but the opinions are all over the place. And the facts of the matter have almost ceased to matter, period. Hey, thank you for the call. Very interesting conversation there. Trey is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I've been sitting back. I didn't call last week. I've been sitting back. I like to listen to people, and, you know, I don't like to jump to conclusions and judgment at all. I think we do that too much in this world today. But the Miller and the Carter situation, you know, we haven't heard a word from Miller, not one word. And Carter come out the other day, and we know his stories have been inconsistent, and said he looks forward to being completely exonerated. Don't you think that's one of the worst things that you could say? I mean, can't you say something like, I look forward to facing the charges against me, and I'm going to continue working out for the NFL? Because when you sit there and say, I look to be completely exonerated, and then you're not, and your stories have already been consistent, I think it looks worse.
Yeah, and but let me ask you a simple question, Trey.
Okay.
Do you think Jalen Carter wrote that statement?
No, sir, I don't.
Do you think it's possible that an attorney wrote it for him?
Yes, sir, I do.
And the reason why the answer is yes to is no and yes is that they're trying to salvage what is left of his reputation, meaning right now he's a top five pick. They're hoping he doesn't fall so far. And I agree with Paul, you. I mean, what's he going to be exonerated from?
Right. Well, and Paul, and another thing, a lot of criticism the way Alabama has handled Brandon Miller. Don't you think when all this first started, if Alabama come out and they talked about getting rid of Miles and what happened, if they had just said something to the fact that we know there's two other players that were there, they are not suspects, they're witnesses, and they are cooperating with the investigation, and we will know more.
Let me jump in on that. I think it's a tough decision to make, and I think Alabama gambled and lost. Why did they lose? Because I think they thought by not saying anything later, when they learn more, they could always hide behind, we can't reveal stuff. I mean, I've heard that from people already, which is stuff gets leaked all the time. You know it, I know it. And I think they felt like the story would not generate a lot of conversation, and it didn't. It generated outside of the absolute tragedy and the stories about the young woman and her young, the fact that her daughter was not going to have a mother, that story went away. It was so far gone that when Nate Oates rotated on here a couple of weeks ago, it was no longer a topic. And then it all comes out.
And you know what else, Paul? Last week, something that I didn't really like between Alabama and Georgia fans. They're upset and they're comparing which school got the most coverage about somebody who did the most wrong when we've had two lives lost. And yeah. I just don't believe in that. I just thought that was just bad, bad, bad. I don't care how much coverage Alabama or Georgia get.
Well,
but when you put
don't listen to fans arguing about stuff like that, because that's not really what this is about, Trey. Thank you for the call. I think Alabama by the way, I say they lost. They also kept Brandon Miller from being harassed everywhere he went for about 6 weeks of the season. Was it better to get it out of the way then versus now? That's a decision they had to make, and they made it. We'll take a break. Coming back with much, much more on the program, including a conversation with Sam Acho.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Change starts with you. That is the name of the new book by Sam Acho, Following Your Fire to Heal a Broken World. I've seen a lot of books from candidates running for president, so my first question to Sam Acho from ESPN, when are you declaring, Sam? Good afternoon. How are you?
Acho, what is it, 2036 maybe? I don't know. That's a little bit too late. I don't know. My years may be off. That's probably the first time I shouldn't be running for president right now. Give me a couple years and I'll get my candidacy set. I have some ideas of people who will be in office. Paul, you could be the Secretary of Communication and we'll go from there.
Well, you got, I've been looking for a new job that I'm sure pays really well. Sam, thanks for joining us. I know books come about for a lot of reasons, and I also know you have a lot of ideas. You speak a lot. You're certainly a leader in that platform. Tell us how this book came about and what you went through in putting it together.
Yeah, well, this book came about really out of like pain and frustration and fear. And I know we got it showing, but like I'm excited because it comes out officially tomorrow. The title's Following Your Fire to Heal a Broken World. Like, I've been through a lot, Paul, and we've been through a lot, specifically going back to not only COVID, but even before COVID. It seemed like the world was changing. It seemed like so many people didn't know what to do, or not even what to do, but where to go, or how do you cope and how do you deal? And so really this book is kind of that struggle that I went through in my own heart of saying, okay, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to lead? What do you want me to say? When do you want me to be quiet? And the idea of, oh, wow, like the change I want to see in myself, in my family, in the world is not as far off as I always thought that it was.
Sam, you, from a distance, it looks like you've had a charmed life. I always say from a distance, you're a great athlete. You played the highest level of college football, spent nearly a decade in the NFL. How do you use all those experiences and be authentic enough to for the rest of us who have never done any of the things that you've done to try to relate and communicate and actually help.
Well, it's funny, Paul, as you're talking, you're saying from a distance. Well, one of the chapters in the book, it talks about being curious and staying open. And really, that's, I actually just flipped open to it. It talks about like being curious and staying open. What does that mean? Being curious to people's actual stories from a distance. Oh, man, you play the NFL, life is good, and all these things are great. But you start learning more about me and my story, you realize, man, there's a lot of pain, frustration, fear, doubt, shame, anger, all of these things that you don't realize until you get close, until you become a little bit curious and want to lean in and learn more. And all of a sudden I'm realizing, man, all of that pain or shame or fear or frustration, I heard Jason Hayward say it best. He said, all of that stuff, he said, take aim. Like, take aim. And I just viewed it as this deal of like, man, like all these emotions and the fear. I say that pain is like a primer to your success. And like he's like, take it and take aim. And in my mind, I'm like, man, I know I'm a football player, but it's like, boom, knock that thing out of the park and follow your, like, everyone has different stories. Everyone's gone through something. And even from afar, it might look like people are all great, but everyone's going through or has gone through something or will go through something. And so we need to learn, I need to learn how to use that and channel that instead of letting it be anger and me sulking or being frustrated and me saying, okay, God, how do you want me to channel this injury, torn pec out for the season, or better yet, broken leg when it was me in 2013, or man, our house flooded, all these things. Like, how do you want me to, or being released or being benched, or why did it, or realizing, man, looking at George Floyd get killed and Ahmaud Arbery and all these things. I'm like, I'm an athlete. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? But I'm angry and I'm sad. I'm a human being. I'm seeing these people get, how do you channel that? How do you find that fire and follow that fire and light that match and say, you know what? I'm going to do something. That's what this book is all about.
That's so interesting to ask you about next, Sam, and we're with Sam Acho, because people behind cameras, there's been this myth, just give us the sports opinions, the shut up and dribble that we've heard so much about. And I know you and I know your brother and I know other people that have found a way to communicate their feelings without taking, without being disrespectful. And I'm, how do you manage that? Because you need to be heard, you want to be heard, and then you have the other side of that.
Paul, we're all human. And as much as we want to elevate athletes or elevate sports personalities, elevate people with their own radio show and TV show, at the end of the day, we are all human beings and we're all going through stuff. And you can't compartmentalize. Athletes do a great job of compartmentalizing. Okay, well, I'm going through all this on the outside, but I'm going to lock in and football is my sanctuary. And that's a beneficial attribute to be successful in your job, but it's not a beneficial attribute to be successful in life, because we are integral, like we are one. An integer is a whole number. Like that's what an integer is, 1, 2, 3, right? Oftentimes we try to, and that's where the word integrity comes from, right? Integer, whole. But we love to live segmented and fragmented and apart and divided. And that's not how we were made to be, body, mind, soul, spirit. We were made to be one. And so when I play on the football field, it's a reflection of who I am. It's a reflection of my faith. Like I'm a follower of Jesus. It's a reflection of my faith in God. God, thank you for giving me this opportunity. When I speak, I don't just speak to go and make money or not to make money. I speak because this is what's going on inside of my heart and my soul, what I've been thinking about or reading or even like writing and processing. Like when I talk about this book, honestly, Paul, like I feel, sometimes I feel ashamed. Or afraid, not even afraid, but ashamed, because like this book is an extension of me. Like these are like, I wrote it, right? It's like, I'm a little bit, I posted something on social media on my Instagram, like, man, it's a little bit scary, because man, what if I put it out there and people don't like it, or it's vulnerable? It's like all these things. As I'm talking, I could feel my heart be like, man, no, you're exposing yourself a little bit. But as humans, that's what we're supposed to do. Like we're supposed to live in community. We're supposed to like love one another. We're supposed to get to know one another. And that's one thing I love about you, Paul. You'll say your mind, you'll speak your mind, you'll say what you believe, and you might change your mind. Like that's okay to change your mind based off of meeting someone, right? And so that's one thing I'm learning, is that if I want to be whole as a human integer, right, a whole, live with integrity, then I have to be me. I can't say, well, I'm a football player. No, there's a time I wasn't playing football, right? oh, well, I'm a whatever. No, dude, I'm more than that. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a writer. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I played in the NFL for 9 years. I was a vice president of the NFL Players Association. I was, you know, I have my MBA. Like, we can do, we can be more than just an athlete. And that's the thing I'm learning. You can be more than just a TV personality, more than whatever that you get labeled as. You weren't meant to fit in the labels. I don't think we're meant to fit in the boxes.
Sam, I realize your athletic career, and we've talked about that, but I'm curious at what point, and maybe who that person was who you heard, maybe it was a couple of people, I don't know, maybe it was nobody, but you said, man, that really matters to me. I'm going to be an athlete. I'm going to do all the things that I've done, but there's another lane I want to go down.
That's a really good question. I don't think I've been asked that before. I'll give two answers, because people don't know this. Some people who actually know me know this. I never dreamed about playing in the NFL. I never dreamed about playing in college. 17 years old, my junior year in high school, I was going to an all-boys private school in Dallas, Texas. 80-something people in my graduating class, friends of mine, were scoring perfect scores on the SAT, and they were winning. One of my friends, Cy Gunturi, won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I wasn't a football person. But then all of a sudden, two things happened. One, I met Brady James randomly, and you'll remember him. He was a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Actually, I don't even remember what college he went to. And I ran into him randomly at a restaurant in Dallas. I think it was called Mi Casina or something like that. And he didn't say anything, just a hi and nice to meet you. But something clicked in this way of, oh, wow, we're about the same size. You're not that much bigger than me. Maybe I can go and play collegially. Maybe I can go and further my career. So not even talking, but meeting him gave me the idea of maybe going to play football now that I've played 9 years and 4 years in college. That was how the athletic piece came about. As far as the things outside of football, like, which is really who I am, because I'm 34 years old. I retired 2 years ago, so I got a lot of life left, right? 35, 40, who knows how many more years, 50, however many. But Dallas Griffin was a guy, and he went to Texas as well. He played center for us. He won a national championship with Vince Young, played in another one. I think, no, he didn't play in the other one, but won one with Vince Young. And I remember watching him as this athlete, this starting center, and he was academically strong. He actually won the award called, at that point it was called the Draddy Trophy, which is the Academic Heisman Trophy. During the time between he won and when I won, it got changed to the Campbell Trophy. And I said, man, you could actually be academically strong and be really good at football. They're not mutually exclusive. You could be one in the same. And so talking to him and having him model how to do it really gave me the blueprint on how to be successful off the field as well.
Sam, thank you. By the way, but maybe because this is the SEC Network, Brady James played at LSU, but who's counting?
There you go. I didn't know. I wasn't that far. I'm trying to tell you guys, I did not. My Saturdays were not spent watching college football. My Saturdays were spent watching cartoons as a kid. That was the thing. It was not this football dreams and you from Texas, big back. No, dude, it was 80-some people in my graduating class. Like, it was not. So, like, we all have our stories. And so that's the cool thing about people, you may not even know the kind of impact and imprint you put on them. There's people watching you right now, listening to you right now, Paul. They're saying, man, I'd love to do that when I grow up. But they may not know your history and your background, but the fact that you're doing it, you're living it, you're walking in your purpose, it's the idea of, yeah, change literally and physically does start with you.
Sounds great. Congratulations. The book comes out tomorrow, available everywhere. Sam, you be well. Can't wait to see you soon.
Awesome. I got to add this too, because I just got this news. Apparently the book's going to be in Target as well, which I'm super hyped about. They take very few books. Got a message. It's going to be in all the Targets. So it's on Amazon and Walmart and wherever you get your books, Barnes & Noble. But apparently it sounds like a lot of Targets are going to have them as well. So super pumped. And also samachobook.com if you want to learn more.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Acho joining us. We appreciate it. We'll take a short break. 30 minutes remaining here on a Monday afternoon.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. Handsome Joe on a Monday afternoon. What's up, Joe?
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, I wanted to call in so bad Friday just because I know you wasn't on TV much, but just because, so you'll see, I'll call in even when you ain't on TV. But I had to go to Hamilton. I went by the bank, and I sat at Walmart for 3 hours waiting to get my oil changed. And I was so mad the time I left there, I didn't need to call anybody unless it may be my preacher to ask for forgiveness for the thoughts going on in my mind. But, you know, but hey, I just wanted to call and say this, Paul. I'm getting kind of worried about Alabama's men's basketball program. I'm not surprised South Carolina, what they done this weekend. But Alabama, you know, even though we lost Saturday, our last couple of wins was barely. I mean, they were barely winning. Bama's not playing their best basketball game right now. I mean, we're not – they're not looking – you know, we dropped in the poll, which I can see why. You know, we you lose, you drop back. But, man, I'm kind of worried about them, Paul, because they just don't seem like they're playing together no more. And without Brandon Miller, I'm not sure we'd even be ranked. I mean, I'm just being honest. Without him, I don't know if we'd even be ranked. So, and I do want to add just one more thing, Paul, about this your caller bracket. I think you're just one that you're kind of snubbing right there. And
who are we snubbing?
Well, I'll just end it like this.
By the way, we have not even announced it yet. This is just the projections, isn't it?
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, just don't snub the handsome one because, you know, hey, I am in there. And, I may not call every day.
Joe,
I mean,
you will be in there. I think it's to be determined on what your seed will be. Do you think you deserve a number one seed? Because we were thinking about dropping I-Man.
I don't think I'd, you know, I don't, you know, I let the people decide that one. I'm not going to, because well, I think I-Man.
That's hard. Our guys are going to decide who the seeds are. The people will decide the winners.
Well, I think you got the one seed right. I think you got them all right. I think it's Jim, Squirrel, I-Man, Legend. I mean, them four right there, Paul. I mean, they are the best 1, 2, 3, 4.
Squirrel wasn't in there. Larry from Shelby was in there.
Well, I would put Squirrel in above Larry. Because Larry shows a lot of hate toward people when he calls in. I mean, even Alabama fans, I don't know if he just is getting old age. You know how people get grumpy the older they get.
Yeah,
but he just sounds more angry.
It does seem to get to you as you walk your way through the 70s. It seems to come undone. Hey, thanks for the call. Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How you doing, sir?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I want to thank you for the privilege of letting me call in and speak to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. About 2 months ago, I was driving home listening to your show like I normally do, and there was a caller. It's one of your everyday callers that's going to remain anonymous at this moment of my phone call, and he would not let you finish your conversation. He constantly was interrupting you, and I hope he's listening right now. He constantly was cutting you off, just, and he seems to forget that this is your show on the SEC Network. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, and it's a privilege that the callers have to talk on your show. it's not the caller's show per se that they get to call in and just, well, this is my time to call in and I can just say what I want to say and just rah, 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 rah. It is a privilege for you and your screeners to allow people to call in and talk on your show that you've been going on now for a very long time, and to have this one particular caller.
Chris, help me before I give an opinion. Can you remind me who that was?
It's Mr. I-Man. It was about 4 weeks ago. And every time you would try to say something, he would just constantly cut you off. And you were getting so aggravated. It was making me very aggravated. And I'm sure a lot of your callers that are listening right now can remember back on that. It was about his normal time that he called
in. Yeah, I do remember it.
It was about 3:30 Central Time, Alabama time. Mr. I-Man, it stands for very irritating, very irritable, that he makes people. This is not your show, okay? This is the Paul Feinbaum show on the SEC Network that we all get the privilege of listening to every single day. And if we choose to call in and talk to, we can. But you want to call in every single day. And the only thing that you do when you call in is say stuff that's very irrelevant. It makes no sense whatsoever, because all you want to do is hear yourself talk like some of the other callers do, just to go back and hear it 15, 20 minutes later on the show. And it's just gotten to the point to where it's just not worth listening to anymore. And to claim to be an Auburn fan, please. I've never heard him say one thing about the Auburn Tigers. And to you Auburn fans out there, you should, I don't know, y'all should jump this man or something and just jump on him whenever he calls in, because I would be ashamed if he was to represent my fan base. Because he spends more time talking about Nick Saban, the University of Alabama, our football team, and our coaching staff, and our fan base, more than he does his own team. I've never heard him talk about Hugh Freeze. I've never heard him talk about his football team. I've never heard him talk about anybody on the Auburn football team. I call that being a barner, somebody that straddles the fence. So, I would love for you to call in right now. I would just love
Chris, hold, Chris, in fact, he did call in. Would you like to speak to him? Chris, go ahead, I-Man. Am I supposed to?
This is the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Chris, I appreciate the honor and the privilege to talk to you, War Damn Eagle. And I heard you use the term hour, so I'm assuming you're pure damn bammer. And I feel so bad for you. I know you're hanging your head. You're shamed. You're shamed around the world. You can't go to the grocery store and buy damn bananas because you're so shamed. But I appreciate the privilege of having the honor to talk to you.
Bananas are so darn high right now.
The what?
That's because the bananas are just so darn high right now. I can't afford to buy a monkey anymore, which is what you're referring to.
Well, you can listen, Chris,
as iMonkey.
Chris, you can buy bananas in groups of six or three. You can get them as one at the damn convenience store. Chris, you can afford a banana. You've got 35 damn Bammer T-shirts in your closet. Sell one of them. Get you a banana tree. I mean, you deserve a banana tree. And I tell you what, I must be ringing your bell and doing my job, because you spent 5 minutes talking about irrelevant nothing. But I am here. You said call in, and guess what? I made your damn day, didn't I? Now you have a good day.
It's just more and more irrelevant to all the Bama fans and to your Auburn fans, because we have the best
Chris, first of all, before I lose sight of this call because of time, I want to thank you for what you said about this show. But I will say this. We are here because we really believe in everyone having a right to call in. It's our privilege that everyone does that. But we have never, and the fact that we let I Man on with you against my better judgment, I think, just shows that we'll let almost anyone on the air here. Hey, thank you very much. We're up against the break. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Let's get back to the calls. And Colby in South Carolina. Hello, Colby.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Seems like it might be a bit bored. Oh, man.
I'm hanging on.
Chris from Alabama, my man, you just you took more time, wasted more time of Paul's time, my time, everyone's time. And I realize I'm doing the same thing myself. But with that long, drawn-out attack towards I-Man.
You know, you may not be old enough to remember this, but it reminded me of rope-a-dope when Muhammad Ali was fighting. He would literally like waste the first couple of rounds and then just knock the guy out in the fifth or sixth round when the guy wasn't paying attention. That's what happened.
Yeah. I feel like calling in I-Man probably was you said it was against your better judgment. I think honestly it was probably the best judgment call to get Chris to wrap it up.
Yeah, well, it was. That's a good point. There were a few choices remaining, and I chose the road most traveled. Hey, thank you very much for the call. That's funny. AJ is up next.
Woo! I-Man, you got. You my man. You my man. I-Man. I love the response. You got to get in the trenches with them Bammers. You know, the only thing worse than being an Alabama fan and a Georgia fan right now?
What's that? Paul,
nothing. Nothing. And you know what? What does Auburn and AJ and Pell City have? Auburn basketball and AJ and Pell City have in common right now? We was
know.
On the bubble, but we ain't no more. Because Jim has failed to call and pick up from where he left off Friday. Where you at, Jim? You're out of time now, Jim. It's over with now. The show's over, and you didn't call your master and tell him you're sorry. So, Jim, I'm personally removing your name from the top tier of the bracket, and I'm going to insert AJ, the Black Hat brother.
John is up next. Hello, John. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, I-Man, he's predictable. If he thinks he does a good job on like poor Chris when he called in, I-Man, the term you use is bloviate, which he does. He always calls in about Alabama, but his calls have become so predictable. We know what he's going to be talking about. And it just gets old, Paul. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. Very succinct, to the point. Richard in College Station, Texas. Hello, Richard.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. To give an open mic and be live on national TV, that takes guts. And you made comment back to a caller. I listen to you every day. It shortens my day while I work. And you made comment to a caller that called in. And regards to Brandon Miller being awarded the MVP, I believe, of the SEC.
Yeah, Player of the Year.
Player of the Year. And, boy, he is talented. And shout out to my Aggies trying to control him a little bit. It was a great atmosphere at Reed, and we pulled it off, and it was a fantastic game with great sportsmanship on both sides. But with that said, Paul, you went on to go on to say that if I'm not, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, of course, but that how a committee on National Player of the Year could possibly not have him on the list. I forget the words you used because I'm at work, but you said that you thought that I believe you said almost like they were crazy for not considering him that. With that said, I think the seriousness of this has been lost, and the truth of the matter has been lost in all of this. It's just a spectator and a big Aggie fan and a fan of the SEC, and I got two nephews that have graduated from the University of Alabama.
Richard, I apologize. We'll pick that up again tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you and have a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.